Health officials, LGBT groups demand more monkeypox vaccines testing. As the number of confirmed monkeypox cases rose to more than 1,300 in California on August 9, health officials and the LGBT community are demanding the federal government step up its response to the outbreak. Those 1,300 cases account for about 20% of the United States caseload, according to Dr. Vivek Jain, a disease control expert who testified at an informational hearing of the state Senate Select Committee on Monkeypox on Tuesday. Public health officials from four California counties reported there were 647 confirmed cases in Los Angeles, 501 in San Francisco, 98 in San Diego, and 70 in Riverside. These numbers are being updated daily due to the speed at which new cases are occurring, and I'm strongly supportive of the emergency declarations that have been made by the City of San Francisco, California State, and the federal government in recent days, Jain said. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a state of emergency over monkeypox on August 1, just days before the Biden administration's declared a public health emergency and announced plans to bolster its response efforts on August 4. The next day, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a warning to homosexual men to take a temporary break from sexual activity until they're vaccinated, since monkeypox cases are occurring primarily among gay and bisexual men. The CDC also advised those in high-risk groups to limit their sexual partners, avoid spaces for anonymous sex with multiple partners, use condoms, and wear gloves during some sexual activities. So far, the disease has infected more than 7,100 Americans, and the number of known cases worldwide has grown by 26,000 in about 90 countries since May, according to the Associated Press. The August 5 report stated, there have been 103 suspected deaths in Africa, mostly in Nigeria and Congo, where a more lethal form of monkeypox is spreading. Senator Scott Wiener, who chairs the newly formed committee, criticized the federal government for allegedly not replacing 20 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine in the national stockpile when they expired in 2019. In San Francisco, honestly, it's a little bit like the Hunger Games when it comes to accessing vaccinations, Wiener said. It is heartbreaking at San Francisco General Hospital, where the clinic will open for a few days or a week, and then shut down because it runs out. When the clinic does reopen, people desperate for the vaccine show up in the early morning hours and wait in lines as long as five blocks, he said. Several public health experts testified that although monkeypox is extremely painful for many patients, the disease is not usually fatal. Wiener called for government assistance for monkeypox patients who are told to remain isolated for 3 to 4 weeks to curb the spread of the disease. Many are either in too much pain or otherwise unable to work because of the nature of their jobs, he said. He's also pushing for an additional $38.5 million to be included in the state budget to deal with the monkeypox crisis. Dr. Erica Pan, state epidemiologist and deputy director of the CDPH Center for Infectious Diseases, as well as county public health directors Dr. Grant Colfax in San Francisco, Dr. Munta Davis in Los Angeles, Dr. Kimberly Sarawatari in Riverside, and Dr. Elizabeth Hernandez in San Diego backed demands to streamline production and distribution of the vaccine so people can obtain it faster, and pushed for increased funding and staffing at health facilities to deal with the outbreak. Sarawatari warned that the number of cases in the Palm Springs area, known for its large LGBT population, are increasing. Of the 70 cases, almost all of them are recorded in the greater Palm Springs area of the Coachella Valley, she said. Though rare, Sarawatari said there have been cases of women and children with the disease. I want to be very clear that monkeypox can infect anyone, regardless of your age, your gender, or your sexual orientation, she said. And while no deaths have been recorded in Riverside County, there have been a few hospitalizations, and those who are infected report painful and debilitating symptoms that can last for weeks. The California Department of Public Health reports it is closely monitoring monkeypox statewide and nationally to rapidly identify new cases. Monkeypox is similar to smallpox and can be spread from infected humans, animals, and materials contaminated with the virus. However, it is less transmissible and usually less severe than smallpox, according to CDPH. Senator Rosilisi Ochoa-Bo, the lone Republican on the committee, asked whether pets could spread the virus to humans. In response, Dr. Oliver Bacon of the San Francisco City Clinic said in other countries the disease has spread from small rodents to humans, and although there have been no documented cases of pets transmitting the virus to humans in the current outbreak so far, the risk of pets passing the virus to humans is a valid concern. However, David Watson, a San Francisco resident, told the committee he believes he spread monkeypox to his two dogs, since they also developed symptoms. Watson and Dan Tavares Areola, a city councilor in Tracy, California, said at the hearing they both experienced difficulty and delays getting treatment for the disease. LGBT advocacy leaders from groups including Equality California and the Los Angeles LGBT Center, as well as the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the United Food and Commercial Workers Labor Union supported the committee efforts. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said at an August 3 news conference he won't declare a state of emergency over monkeypox, and states that do will eventually abuse those emergency powers to restrict your freedom. There were 500 cases of the disease in Florida at the time. Any of the politicians trying to scare you about this, do not listen to their nonsense, DeSantis said. Anything we deal with from a public perspective, we are not doing fear. We are going to do facts. Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins appointed Weiner to the new Monkeypox Committee on August 3, along with Ochoa-Bo and Senators Susan Talamantes Eggman, John Laird, Lena Gonzalez, Richard Pan.